It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, November 5th, 2021. We have 24 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, today we have south winds, 25 to 30 knots, gusting to 40, becoming southwest, 15 to 20 with gusts to 25 in the afternoon. So the wind is going to calm down a little bit. We had a gale warning early this morning and things are just sort of ramping down a little bit, but it's a cyclical thing. And we just have to expect some stormy weather over the next few days and on to next week. Combined seas today, 15 feet with a dominant period of 12 seconds. Rain early in the morning, then a chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. And the Columbia River Bar is on yellow status this morning for ship traffic. That means that some ships may be asked to wait to come in and out of the river because they can't handle the difficult conditions there at the mouth of the river on the Columbia River Bar. It can be really blustery and difficult out there. People are out there working in this weather on the ocean, in the river. Pilots, ships, fishing boats. If you look at marinetraffic.com this morning, you'll see that there are fishing boats and ships and other vessels out there. It's a work day for them, even though it's a really difficult work day. So hold them in your thoughts, and the Coast Guard as well. They go out in weather much worse than this to rescue people who get in trouble on the water. And today we're going to talk about king tides. King tides are those annual, very high tides that happen in the winter several times during the winter months. And they're a normal phenomenon, but they do present some challenges and dangers because of the bad weather that goes along with them in this particular case this weekend. So big swells, stormy weather, king tides, it's a combination that requires some mindfulness if you're going to go try and wave watch. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We've got 7 inbounders. We have 6 in our Astoria anchorages, and we have 11 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river this morning is the Pacific Collector. She is a Department of Defense, a radar tracking ship, and you may have seen these vessels going in and out of the river. There are 2 of them. They have these what look like big golf balls mounted on deck. Those are radar arrays. So these are radar tracking ships for the military. And she probably passed Astoria inbound around 7:30 this morning, headed for the shipyard at Swan Island, where she's home ported when she's here, and she'll probably be there at about 1:30 p.m. At about 8:30 a.m., we passed Astoria. We should see the King Lung coming in from South Korea, headed for the Rice Island anchorage, and the KM London is coming in from China, headed for the Rice Island anchorage. She's going upriver eventually to pick up soda ash at the Port of Portland, but for now she'll stop in the Rice Island anchorage around 10:30 a.m. today. Well, you may have heard that the first king tides of the winter season are expected to arrive here at the Oregon coast beginning today through November 7th. So the next few days this weekend are going to be the first instance this winter of the king tides. Now, I talk about this every year on the Ship Report, and especially about the danger that this can pose to people going near the water, which we all love to do, especially when the weather's bad. A lot of people like to go storm watching at the beach. So this is kind of a trifecta of things that you should not be around happening all at once. Let me explain a little bit. King tides are extremely high tides that occur each winter when the sun, moon, and the earth align at their closest points. So these forces are pulling very heavily on the earth and making higher than usual tides. This is normal. It's not a climate change issue. It's something that happens every winter. It also gives us an idea of what normal high tides will probably look like as climate change progresses and sea level rise continues. If you want to find out more about that, you can Google Oregon or Washington King Tide Project to learn more. There's a photography project there that you could participate in if you wanted to regarding that. But for the purposes of those of us here who might just be thinking, oh, it's stormy, let me go to the beach and look at the waves. This is another one of those times when I just want to warn you and essentially say no, no, no. And this is why. We've got stormy weather this weekend. We've got higher than normal tides. We've got sneaker wave risks. We've got those elevated seas from the bad weather and sneaker wave risk, all of them together. And what makes these beach conditions so dangerous is that they can just turn on a dime. One minute, the waves are all dramatic and out there and cool to watch, and the next minute, you're surrounded by water pulling you out to sea. So that thing that a lot of people say, and I certainly say it a lot, never turn your back on the ocean, That's very important on any day, but in times like this, in these conditions that are very dangerous, especially that. And no jetties, please. No walking on jetties during this time. Here's an interesting post. The Army Corps of Engineers, actually, in Oregon, does some really interesting and very well put together Facebook posts that are pretty funny and also get the point across. And they posted something about king tides. And here's what they, I'll just quote a little bit from their post yesterday. "Probably just avoid jetties altogether. Let's get that right out of the way. If you're walking out on a jetty during the highest tides of the year, you're pretty much saying to yourself, you know what? I'd like to see if there's an afterlife." That's a very funny way of saying stay off the jetties. It's just too dangerous. All that has to happen is one wave to rise up out of the other waves higher than you think it's going to be, and you're a goner. You slip off those rocks into the ocean. It can be very hard for you to save yourself or for anyone to get to you in time to help you. So if you want to see what a sneaker wave can do, you can just go to YouTube and search for sneaker waves. You'll see plenty of examples of unsuspecting people being swamped and knocked down by what look like not very big waves. Water is very powerful. A cubic meter of water weighs a ton. Just keep that in mind. Stay off logs in the surf or on the wet sand. They're heavy. They're very, very heavy. Too heavy for you to move. And you do not want to be near one of those, especially when they're in motion. It doesn't take very much water to make them float, but they're very, very heavy. Tides are an issue, of course. Look at the tide tables. Tide tables are everywhere. You can get them on. You can get an app on your phone you can click it and it'll tell you what the tides are going to be. So tides on the coast will be high between 1 and 2 p.m. this weekend on ocean beaches. That means that's when they will be the highest. And there's a big tidal swing this weekend, the biggest on Saturday, 9-foot high tides and low tides of minus 1.5 feet. So a big swing between high and low tide. That makes the tide more powerful. So if you'd like to look up tides yourself, if you don't have an app, you don't have a smartphone, or you just like to look things up online, you can go to saltwatertides.com and search for our area. And there are different tides happen at different times in different places. So you can go look for the area that you are going to or the area that you're at and find out what the tide will be then. And just a final thought from Facebook this morning from Long Beach Peninsula historian Frank Lane, who is the admin for the Long Beach Peninsula Friends of Facebook page, which is a great page for historical information and photographs. He said this morning, and I thought it was worth sharing as well. "For anyone planning to get up close and personal with this weekend's predicted king tides, just remember that if you get into trouble, our folks in the Coast Guard will be risking their lives to save yours. So it's not just about you if you get in trouble. It's about you, your loved ones, and anyone who might be going out there to try and help you." You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great and safe weekend.